Welcome to Lugano Pico Sinlaring Church Online Service on Mother's Day, which is Sunday, 9th of May, 2021. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. What is your best memory of your mother? What did you like for your children to remember most about you? As we celebrate Mother's Day today, we should honor all of our mothers who brought us into the world. Some of you are mothers, some are not. Some are fathers and some are not. But good or ill, good relationship or bad, all of us wouldn't be here without our mother. So thank you all mothers. Happy Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day. So here's a step-by-step guide on how to make all of Proverbs 31 lead to a great on this special day. Step 1. Locate some beautiful flowers. Moms love saving money, so try to find some free ones. Step 2. Get the flowers and the water as quick as you can. Can't have them dying on you. Step 3. Find some more beautiful flowers, but this time let the scissors do all the work. Perfection. Step 4. Find a bow or something to jazz things up a bit. Remember, people, it's all about the details. Step 5. Enlist your baby sister to help you make a thoughtful Mother's Day card. I knew you couldn't be trusted. Step 6. If you have another sister waiting in the bullpen, grab her instead. Preferably one that appreciates the delicate art of watercolor. You have a gift.
Thank you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. Hey, sweetie.
Amateur. It's the thought that counts, I guess.
Moms, I was wondering how your Mother's Day may look like. Hope your husband and all your children may figure out how to best celebrate this Mother's Day for you. Our lesson from John's Gospel today is perfect for Mother's Day because it is talking about love. So please tune into this service. And now let us begin our worship by prayer and let us pray. Gracious and loving God, like a mother sending her children off to school each day, you watch us walk down the street of the kingdom, trusting and believing we will bear fruit. Like a mother softly singing a cradle song for her baby to sleep, you let us settle in your lap as you softly sing to us of grace and hope. Like a mother asking a neighbor over for coffee, you invite us to enter into your heart. But we often neglect being connected to you, thinking we can manage on our own. Let us admit our wrongdoings, our immoralities, so we can once more feel God abiding in us. Let us take a moment in silence to talk to God. Dear Lord, please forgive us our wrongdoings, our immoralities, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Empower us with your Spirit to be faithful and firm, and live boldly, love fearfully, and proclaim unceasingly that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. This we pray in the name of Christ, Jesus our Savior and Lord. Amen. As we continue to worship God, let us listen or sing the first song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
Good morning, I'm Sam. The first Bible reading this morning comes from 1 John 5:1-6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God, to keep his command, and his command are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcome the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood. Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. The second reading comes from John 15:9-17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's command and remain in his love. If I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. If I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command, love each other. This is the word of the Lord.
In today's Bible readings, the word love is used 5 times in the epistle reading and 9 times in the gospel reading. What words could you swap with love in this reading? How does it change the sense of the passage if love is swapped with, for example, shouting and flicking or laughing? Well, have you seen love exist in everyday life, in the reality show, in the films or TV shows? What different forms of love are there? How do people show their love? What does it mean to be loved? It is easy to say, I am in love, when love is as much about the person who is the object of their love, the beloved, as much as ourselves. Where have you seen people being loved and dealt with that well or badly? When we remain in love, how does that change our experience of love? The church is a body of people trying to love Jesus. The church is a space where we can try. But as people, often we fail and struggle and get it wrong. Where do you see people trying to love Jesus among the regular attendants or among those who are not regular attendants? Let us continue to pray, to dwell in love, and love each other. Love is what life is about.
Leave me.
Today we honor our moms. Not everybody can be a mom, but everyone at some time in their life has had a mom. And at that time, our mom was the most important person in our world. Some of us had moms who made great sacrifice in our behalf. We are profoundly grateful for that, so today we honor our moms. I know it is not easy being a mom. Those of you who have children know it is not easy regardless of their age. One mom says that she is going to try something different next summer with their dog and with their kids. Next summer, she says, she's sending the dog to camp and the kids to obedience school. Hopefully, this is not your case. A writer, Nabum Bagh, once said, one mother has never fallen on her knees when she has gone into her son's bedroom and prayed, please God, no more. You're only supposed to give me what I could handle. I guess every mom's thought can be summed up in the words of one mom when she said, I'd like to be the ideal mother, but I'm too busy raising my kids. Our lesson for the day from John's Gospel is perfect for Mother's Day because it is about love. And there are several thoughts we can draw from this lesson. And first of all, that love is a command. Love is a command. Jesus isn't giving us a suggestion that we love one another. This is command. To be a follower of Jesus Christ is to love. Love our families, love our friends, even love our enemies. Jesus said in John 13:35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. In Matthew 22, Jesus lifts up love as the great commandment. Actually, Jesus gives us two commands in this passage. The first is to remain his love. Where do we find the power to love as Jesus loved? We find it by remaining his love. We read in verses 9 and 10, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain my love, just as I kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. In verse 12, Jesus gives us the second command. It is that we are to love each other as I have loved you. This command is linked to the first, which is to remain in God's love. When we remain in God's love, that love will motivate us and give us the power to love others. A minister talks about a friend of his who had a tough life. This man had virtually no father growing up, and his mother was a difficult person. She married 5 times, none of the relationships lasting long. She had little time for her children and gave them little encouragement. This adult man still carries many wounds from her inattention, I would say. However, late in the life, his mother developed a degenerative muscular disease and gradually lost almost every physical capacity. You can imagine how difficult she was to care for. None of her other children would have anything to do with her. Neither would any of the men she had married, no one except this son. And the minister said, my friend decided to love. He took her into his home and cared for her, feeding her by hand and combing her hair and cleaning up after her messes. About all she could do was cry and mourn continually. He thought himself about his friend. How can he stand this? I have been given so many blessings, the church, scripture, family, enormously greater than this guy. And I don't know if I could love like this. When his friend's mother died, 16 people came to the funeral. None of her other kids came. The son who cared for her had a little toy tape recorder. His mother had gotten him one Christmas, and he played the tape of he and his mom singing a Christmas carol. He talked about how she loved Christmas. and how that when he was young, and he would play the guitar and she would sing with him. The minister says, he didn't love her perfectly, but by a long shot. Not by a long shot, but he loved her when loving was the hardest. He loved her when no one else would love her, and he remembered her with kind words. That must have been difficult loving her, when she showed him so little love. But that's what Christian love is. That's the kind of love Christ gave us when we were undeserving. Love is a command. And secondly, what we learn from the text is that love is sacrificial. Love is sacrificial. Christ speaks of laying down one's life for one's friends in verse 13. For many of us, love is a soft emotion without any real content. I love you for what you can do for me is the basic rule of such love. You meet my needs and so I have a warm feeling for you. We think about such love. But in our hearts, we know such love is horribly insincere, artificial. But true love is sacrificial. I read a story about two tribes in the Andes that were at war. One tribe lived in the lowlands and the other high in the mountains. The mountain people invaded the lowlanders one day, and as part of their plundering, they kidnapped the baby of one of the lowland families and took the infant with them back up into the mountains. The lowlanders didn't know how to climb the mountain. They didn't know any of the trails that the mountain people used, and they didn't know where to find the mountain people or how to track them in the steep landscape. Even so, they sent out their best party of fighting men to climb the mountain and bring the baby back home. The men tried first one method of climbing and then another. They tried one trail and then another. After several days of effort, however, they had climbed only several hundreds in a feet. And feeling hopeless and helpless, the lowlander men decided that the cause was lost, and they prepared to return to their village below. As they were packing their gear for the descent, they saw the baby's mother walking toward them. They realized that she was coming down the mountain that they hadn't figured out how to climb. And then they saw that she had the baby strapped to her back. How could that be? One man greeted her and said, "We couldn't climb this mountain. How did you do that? How did you do this when we, the strongest man and most able man in the village, couldn't do it?" She shrugged her shoulders and said, "It wasn't your baby." I guess every parent would understand that. There is nothing that parents won't do for their children. Of course, some of us are at that stage of life when it is our parents who need our sacrificial love. It is part of the circle of life. Our parents provided for our needs when we were young. But now, it is they who have pressing needs. Who will be there for them? You may be part of what is often referred to as the sandwich generation, caught between the needs of your children and the needs of your aging parents. That really is a difficult place. We remember the many loving sacrifices our mom or our dad made in our behalf. Now we watch sadly as our parents struggle with aging. Now it is your turn to make sacrifices. Again, it is not easy. Christ never promised that it would be easy. But love is sacrificial. And another lesson we may learn from the text is that love is what life is about. Love is what life is about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul summed it up like this. These three remains, faith, hope, love, but the greatest of these is love. A man talked about the flight. He once took on a 747 out of Brazil. He was awakened from sleep by a voice announcing, "We have a very serious emergency. Three engines had to quit because of fuel contamination, and the fourth was expected to go at any second." The plane began to drop and turn in the night, preparing for an emergency landing. At first, the situation seemed unreal to him, but when the flight assistant barked, "Prepare for impact," he found himself, everyone around him, praying. As he buried his head in his lap and pulled up his knees, he said, "Oh God, thank you. Thank you for the incredible privilege of knowing you. Life has been wonderful." As the plane approached the ground, his last cry was, "Oh God, my wife and my children." He survived. As he wandered about the airport afterward, in a daze, aching all over, he found he couldn't speak. But his mind was racing. What were my last words? What was the bottom line? As he remembered, he had his answer: relationship. Reunited with his wife and sons, he found that all he could say to them over and over was, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I love you. He discovered that sooner or later, we all discover the bottom line of life is love. Love is what life is all about. God created this world so that he would have people he could love. God sent his son to die on the cross because of love. When one day we are gathered around God's throne with all those we love, we'll discover that the final payoff for living is love. These three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Today, go forth from this place determined to live a life of love. Then you might perfectly fulfill the commandment of Christ. Love each other as Jesus has loved us. Amen. Let us worship God by singing or listening to the song, "How Deep the Father's Love for Us."
Good morning, church. My name is Josiah Fennell, and I'll be leading us this morning in our prayer for people. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty, gracious and loving God, we are all gathered here this morning to come to you in prayer. We are thankful, Lord, for the wonderful gift of praying. It is time where we open our hearts and minds to you. It is also a place of solace and peace. May your Holy Spirit open up our eyes and ears so that we may hear and receive your message today, Lord Jesus. May it also open up our hearts to not only accept your message, but to also live our life in accordance with your message. We, the members of the Lugano Tigris United Church, are a family, united by Christ, in Christ, and for Christ. At this time, Lord, I want to lift up in prayer the concerns and hardships of my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever they may be, financial, mental, spiritual, physical, or emotional. May your Holy Spirit bring peace upon us all. I pray for comfort and strength to be upon us all. Lord, I lift up Joan with a dear friend to Kevin and Valerie Hanley to you in prayer. This past week we have learned that Joan is going into operation on the 12th of this month to remove a lump from her vocal cords. We ask that you may lay your hands on the surgeon for a safe operation. We pray for your healing hands to be with Joan throughout all stages, and that may you guide her through a safe and speedy recovery. Lord, for the past year and a bit, COVID has brought many challenges amongst us, some physical, some mental, some emotional, some financial, and especially spiritual. We did not know and we did not anticipate the rapid changes that we faced ahead of us. It did change some of us, and it certainly challenged us. But what remained the same was that you were always right there beside us. As we woke up in the morning, you were there. As we were getting ready for work, school, and life in general, you were there. As we all came back from work and school and life, you were there. And as we got ourselves tucked into bed for the night's rest, you were there. Lord, as we have learned this past week, there will be 3 baptisms to be conducted later this evening within the Tongan Faith Community in Penzest. We pray for the following families and their sons and daughter who are to be baptized this evening. Moretta Papu and her partner, Etuole Matoka Richard Vayavi'i, and their son, Johnny Tasi Vayavi'i. Also for William Kasmi Tu'i and his wife, Mele Angela Tu'i, and their son, Fono Tu'i Jr. And also for Antoinette Leva Abigail Tu'i and her daughter Gloria Rydon Fononga Fakatu'i Moi Eiki Tu'i. As a congregation, may we all remember these families in our prayers. How great is our God, for we sin, but yet by your grace alone, God, we are saved. We lift up Reverend Il Wong and his family up to you in prayer. We are grateful for the love and dedication that Reverend Il Wong and his family have shown to not only us, his church family, but also to the wider community. At this time, Lord, we pray for our chairperson of the church council, Pamela Hannah, and the members of the church council as they continue to discuss church matters. We pray for your discernment to be with them. We pray for our church missions. We pray for Natalie and her team that run mainly music on a weekly basis. We also pray for Jan and her team that organize and run Messy Church. We are thankful for their continuous commitment to run mainly music and Messy Church, and also their determination to continue with the ministry. We pray for peace, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and love to be upon them all. We also pray for the other various church groups and missions that are run and supported by our church families. May they continue to turn to you, Lord Jesus, for continuous direction and guidance. Lord, we give you thanks for Rob Lewis and the team who work hard to produce our online services on a weekly basis. We thank you for the commitment and love in organizing and delivering these online services. We pray for our leader, Scott Morrison, his cabinet, and his team of experts. We pray for that they turn to you, Lord Jesus, for the wisdom and knowledge as they continue to lead our nation from this pandemic. And we pray that they continue to lean on you for your guidance, Lord Jesus, through it all. Lord Jesus, I pray that as members of the congregation, may we continue to put our focus on you. May we continue to love one another, encourage one another, care for one another, and most importantly, pray for one another. We pray and give thanks for all these things in your mighty name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Here are a few announcements today. Our next Med Church is on Sunday, 23rd of May at 4 p.m. The main theme of our Med Church is God is all we need. And particularly in May Med Church, we are going to talk about God's help when we face any challenges and any difficulties in our life. There will be lots of fun activities and yummy food. So, if you have any kids or grandkids in your family, or if you have a friend who has a kid or grandkid, why don't you tell them? Why don't you invite them to come to our Med Church and experience of a fun, all-age family activity, followed by a good meal and good fellowship. So more information, contact via email or phone. Our ladies at Lugano Picosinarin Church are having a sewing day on Saturday, 15th of May from 12 p.m. All willing workers are welcome for a productive afternoon of a creative work, fellowship, fun, and chatter as they make the bag. Actually, this bag will be used for Operation Christmas Child shoeboxes that are sent to those kids in overseas who may have never received a Christmas gift. So if you are coming or any further information, contact Daryl or Kerry. To attend the service, Sunday service at LPUC at 10:15 a.m., everyone needs to register with the barrel ball. So details are here. This is a blessing. Friends, you are loved. Jesus loves you and calls on us to love others. Let us go into this world with the message of God's love. Bear fruit of hope and joy, peace and justice with all that you meet. May the love and peace of Christ go with you this day and always. Amen. This is the end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation. Hope you have a very blessed day and very blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries.